Chapter 9. Look after him. Belly, let's go, my mother said, taking my hand. I followed her upstairs. She closed her bedroom door and sat down on the bed. I sat down next to her. What's happening? I asked her. She took my hands and said, Belly, Susanna is sick again. I closed my eyes. It wasn't true. This wasn't happening. Belly, I need you to open your eyes. I need you to hear me. I didn't open them. I didn't want to listen. I felt like I wasn't even there. She's really sick. The cancer came back. We haven't really been going to museums and the mall. We've not been at the house very much this summer because we were at the hospital. We were meeting with Susanna's doctors. I opened my eyes and pulled my hands back from her. Stop talking. She's not sick. She's fine. She's still Susanna. My face was wet. I didn't know that I was crying. You're right. She's still Susanna. She didn't want you kids to know. She wanted the summer to be perfect. My mother was crying too. But Conrad and Jeremiah always knew, I said. She pulled me to her and hugged me, and I let her. How can Susanna and Mr. Fisher get divorced now? They all need him, I asked. My mother looked out the window. I don't know, Belly. They both want to get divorced. It's their lives. We can't decide for them. That night, I lay in bed and cried. My body hurt. I opened all the windows in my room and lay in the dark. I listened to the ocean. I wanted the waves to take me away and never bring me back. It was the end of our world. Did Conrad and Jeremiah feel the same? I went to Jeremiah's room. He was lying in bed with his hands behind his head. His eyes looked wet and red. I walked over to him and sat with him on the bed. I'm sorry, I began, but then I started to cry. He touched my shoulder. He could not look at me. Jeremiah said, This might be our last summer together in this house. This is her favorite place. I wanted it to be perfect for her, but Conrad couldn't do it. He couldn't be nice for Mom. She's so worried about him. He's so selfish. He's hurting too, I thought. But I didn't say it. I hugged him, and he began to cry quietly. We cried together until we went to sleep. I woke up early the next morning. Jeremiah was still sleeping. I opened the door and stepped out. Conrad was there. He was wearing last night's clothes. He looked tired and drunk. Do you like Jeremiah again now? He said in a horrible voice. He was trying to hurt me. I opened my mouth to speak, but I didn't. I didn't want to tell him anything. You are the most selfish person in the world, I said slowly. I wanted to hurt him too. I can't believe that I loved you. His face turned white. He opened and then closed his mouth. And then he did it again. In the morning, I stayed in my bed. Everything was wrong. I was afraid to go downstairs and see Susanna. I didn't want to talk about the cancer. But I knew that Susanna needed me. I had to be strong for Susanna. And I could do that for her. Susanna was in the kitchen making cakes. She didn't see me at first. I wanted to run away before she did, but I didn't. I couldn't do that to her. "Good morning, Susanna," I said, trying to smile. She looked up and smiled. "It's past noon." "Good afternoon, then," I said. "Are you mad at me too?" she asked. Her eyes looked worried. "I will never be mad at you," I told her. I came up behind her and put my arms round her. She smelled like flowers. She said, "Will you look after him for me?"
"Who?"
she smiled. "You know who."
"Yes,"
I said quietly. I helped Susanna to make the cakes. Then we sat and ate them while they were still hot and talked about school. It felt safe and special. It felt like it always did. The sky was gray and the air was cold. I found him on the beach. He was sitting with his knees close to his body. He didn't look at me when I sat down next to him. He just looked at the ocean. His eyes were empty. There was nothing there. Suddenly, I felt even more love for him. I wanted to take him home and look after him. I spoke first. "I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry."
"Please stop talking," he said.
"I'm sorry," I said quietly. I started to stand up. I always said the wrong thing.
"Don't leave,"
Conrad said. He started to cry then, and he put his face in his hands. I watched him. Did he really want me to be there? Or was it just because he was hurting? I didn't know. But I knew one thing. I still loved him. I couldn't stop. And I wanted to help him. I wanted to find the old Conrad and bring him back. I put my hand on the back of his neck and I kissed him. Then he started to kiss me back. His mouth was warm and he needed me. I thought, I'm kissing Conrad Fisher and he's kissing me back. Susanna was dying and I was kissing Conrad. Then Conrad stopped. "I'm sorry," he said. "It can't happen like this. I think about you. You know that. I just can't start this now. Can you be here with me?" I didn't say anything. I was afraid to open my mouth. I took his hand and held it. It felt right. It was like we always held hands. It started to rain, but we didn't go back to the house. I sat there with him. We held hands and said nothing. It was just us.